I was like, Joe, are you okay? Like,
no,
you know what we're talking about. Like,
no, I'm not okay. But no,
took place before the uh-ohs, Joe.
No, they didn't. All time is cyclical. The past is also the future.
All time is cyclical.
Matt checks out. Matt checks out.
Welcome to SetSock, everybody. I've been drinking since noon. I've been working till the last hour
at the office, and nor was Amy's.
Oh my God!
I'm
Kevin.
Kyle
was alone. Oh, I'm Joe.
And I'm
Kevin. Kevin was alone in the office.
I was.
Kevin was alone.
No,
in the office.
I had to take the dog to the vet because Kate made an appointment and then realized she had meetings, and then I didn't have meetings, so I got to drive the dog to the vet, and then on the way home, I just
got drunk.
You know, yeah.
Just drink. No, get that.
I had a meeting like an hour later, and I didn't want to do it, so I had like a little bit of whiskey, and then I've just been riding that train.
Gotcha.
Come on, ride the train, ride in.
Ride the train.
Yeah. That's...
Long story short, we'll have a great opportunity for our product to increase by between 1% and 1,000% transactions per hour.
Cool.
Depending on the result of what these fucking sales guys say.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. That seems like a very meaningless improvement to me. So you've either improved it 100 times or 10,100 times.
Right. It's like either this new deal will have zero impact on the product, or it will have many much impact on the product.
It'll
and,
be.
That's kind of what we're doing here.
We're on a scale of revolutionary to completely ineffective.
Yeah.
So, I'll toss that coin.
Yeah. And so the amount of work I have to do is highly contingent on what these sales guys decide. But the sales guys just want to close the deal. And honestly, frankly, I don't blame them because that's what they're ranked on, right? They're not ranked on how smart they are or how effective their choices are. They're told, hey, fucking close deals. And they're like, cool, let's close this deal. And then they come to us and we're these assholes who are
the wrong part about that is if they're coming in every time they have to close a deal, like, are they really doing anything at all? And I think
I agree with that, but then this
is
also
for it.
This is a six-figure deal, so like
that's what I would say to people all the time if they ask me to be on a deal. I was like, do I get any commission?
The main reason I'm being brought in is that it's a very strategic deal that will allow us to position a particular product and feature very prominently, mostly to dunk on our competition inside the company, who are telling us that our whole strategy is dumb. And so we'll dunk on them by having a single deal that's like a measurable percentage of their whole product.
Oh my God.
I feel
that's
like
hilarious.
The amount of infighting that goes on in that company... Not fighting. That's not the right
It's
word.
Still... Okay.
No, it is. It's infighting. It's
it
infighting.
Okay.
Oh, it's
right.
Still, it's still two camps. It still feels like two camps. It still feels like Aptus and Conga are still two totally different entities because that's how I keep interacting with everybody is like Aptus people want to do it this way. Conga people want to do it another. And it's like they've been trying to make it, you know, be just C2
Joe,
instead of A1,
Joe,
C1.
Joe,
I don't
Joe,
know what to do,
Joe,
man.
Joe,
I don't know what to
Joe,
do.
You ignorant
one
slut.
Conga,
don't you understand,
heart.
Joe? Joe, it's not C1, A1. It's enterprise and commercial. Okay?
I mean, not for you guys, but it's
what?
C1 and A1 for me.
Yeah.
But
so the A1
it's
guys,
like
a,
it's like the
their stuff is enterprise because they have 8 customers, and we're commercial because we have 8,000 customers.
Is this gonna be like
this
a
is
worse,
even worse? This
I
isn't better.
Oh.
This is making my head hurt.
No. This is literally the new coded thing, and I don't think. I can't think of a reason I shouldn't say it on a podcast. This is the new coded language. They won't say A1, C1. They'll say like, whoa, no. Enterprise customers, meaning A1 customers, meaning
right.
the 8 guys they
eight
sold six-figure contracts to.
Right.
Versus the commercial side, which is the 10,000 customers we sold like also 6 figures to. Like, they're...
All right, wait. I'm cutting this off. We're getting too deep into work. I don't want you guys to accidentally say something that's going to get you in trouble. And like,
that's fair. We'll talk about
resume
talk.
Let's
take this
happen at a different time.
Resume sock.
Kyle, guide us to the true salvation. Take me from myself.
The new Doctor Strange is coming out this weekend, and I'm so fucking excited for it.
I'm very excited.
They say I've heard that
I want to watch it.
Endgame level stuff is happening, which blows my fucking mind.
I want to watch it.
Did
badly.
I also see like a trailer for Iron Man 4? Did I see that, or was I
maybe
like,
that was fake? That was fake.
There is
was it?
A
oh, okay. I,
there's
I,
been
okay.
confirmation that Tom Cruise is playing an alternate universe Iron Man in Doctor Strange.
That's hilarious and awesome.
What I've heard is that there is. Okay, who's seen the Disney Plus
I'm all caught
What
up.
If series?
I'm all
the
I'm
only
all
one I haven't finished is WandaVision.
Okay.
Which
really
I know is probably the biggest problem with. But
actually,
you know what? It's too late for
yeah.
spoilers
That's
for me,
the
so
only
go
one
ahead.
I have
okay.
seen.
So, in the What Ifs, they talk about what happens when Ultron gets all of the
Infinity
Gems.
Stones? Ooh.
Yeah.
Ultron wins, and takes out Thanos in like a second, and takes the Infinity
yeah.
Gems.
Yeah. So, the scenario that I've seen in the various trailers, because. I don't know how to tell you guys this, but I went on a deep dive and watched all the trailers.
Whoa! Oh my god, you need to go see this movie this weekend. You watch the trailers, man. Like
I know.
Well, I mean, you kind of don't have to go see the movies now.
No, that's
so,
not
no,
the case
no, no.
with Marvel movies anymore, man.
No. So the Tony Stark that they're showing, because I also did the research on the Interbuts, is a version of Tony Stark who's not from the Earth dimension that we're used to. He's from another one where he is a very bad man and he has all the Infinity Gems and he is a interdimensional tyrant.
Cool.
And that's the Tony Stark that it looks like they're doing. It's like the infinite Iron Man, like who's not a
yeah,
good person.
Okay.
Like the
but
opposite of the
his,
real Iron
his,
Man.
Well, no, like his ego, because if you remember the whole Civil War angle where he wants to protect everyone and he wants to save everyone.
Yeah.
It takes that, and then the Infinity Gems get inside his head, and they take that drive, and they find the most toxic expression of it where he's like, well, I can protect everyone if everyone's locked in crystal stone and they can't hurt anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody's safe if they're all locked in their cells. And he becomes this frighteningly, like, logical, terrifying tyrant who controls all of reality just to keep everybody safe, because we've all got to be safe, right, guys? Yeah. Like, you don't want to go around being unsafe,
the
right?
The suit of armor
rather be
around
unsafe
the world.
Or in a crystal
I mean,
safe.
That's like the same, like, Thanos attitude, right? Like, if
yeah,
half
no,
the
exactly
people are
right.
dead,
yeah.
no one's
it's just
starving.
A... Right.
I'm hoping that we get to see like the love Doctor Strange, like the loveless, heartless Doctor Strange is I think what most people call him.
Ooh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
the one from the What If episode and then
subsequently
yes, the one
I'm pretty sure he's showing up because just some of the hairstyles they've been showing and the costume styles, it's
yeah.
like I think we're getting him. So,
hey, Marvel, are they going to pull zombies in? Because there did look like a zombie Doctor Strange at one point.
It did look like a zombie Doctor Strange in that one. What did it? Yeah.
I'd
no.
be happy.
So,
I'm so
Kate, Kate's in the other room right now watching WandaVision. She refuses to binge them all at once. She also refused to watch any episode of anything for the last 2.5 years. It's very frustrating for
Yo,
me.
Just
like,
wait until
hey,
she gets that new laptop in, and then
well,
no more TV for her.
No, right? It's just like, I say, it's like, do you want to watch WandaVision? No. I mean, I'll get to it. Okay, well, you know, when you get around to it. Okay, well, do you want to watch Loki? No, I got to watch WandaVision first. Well, you should really watch it. No, don't pressure me. It's like, okay, that's fine. That's all right. Well, you should maybe watch
okay,
this Loki
bye.
and then like this What If, and it's like, no, don't pressure me. It's like, okay, well, you might want to watch the best fucking TV show I've ever seen in my life. Like a little.
I have
like,
not
what
seen
if?
Loki either.
Loki was fantastic.
Are you talking about What If,
fucking
Kendrick?
Loki was amazing.
Yeah.
What If is not the best show I've ever seen. It's probably one of the weaker Marvel
okay.
series, but like it's very integral to this new one. And then
are you saying Loki
the second...
was one of the best, the best shows
Loki
seen?
Was one
okay.
of the best TV shows I've ever seen in my life.
Got it.
Okay. And then also Kate hasn't seen the second Spider-Man or the third Spider-Man, and she's like, I like Spider-Man. And I'm like, I think I've got literal proof that you don't.
I can see you skip the second one,
these...
probably.
Okay.
But the third
two...
one...
I have to step in on that because I think the Kate might also have the same. I don't know. Maybe she lives with you, so I can't. I don't know if she can make this excuse.
So how does
I
she survive?
I still haven't been able to see the other two Spider-Men because I don't have a platform where I can watch it.
Dude,
on.
I'll give you my credentials.
We don't have
to
Amazon.
Let me. Okay.
I saw it in a theater, drunk with Kyle and Dalton. I was
in a cave.
Wasted. I did it anyway. I don't care.
He doesn't care. He's like a honey badger.
You're a honey badger.
Yeah, the Spider-Men's were the best. Oh, man. I love it.
Dude, Spider-Man
so
3 was the best movie I think I've ever seen in my life.
They're
and
so
I don't
good.
Even know how else to say that. It was probably one of the best movies I've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, I'll give you credentials right after this.
Yeah, send DM me. I will watch it. Since we're on the subject of comic book movies, I do want to take a small hard turn right here because I wanted to clarify something. I threw this out in the Discord channel earlier, but I was reminded, true to our point, a while back when we were discussing comic book movies, and I believe I had said that Blade was one of the first successful Marvel
like that.
Or comic book movies. I was actually mistaken because I knew that there was another one, but I couldn't remember what it was, and it came up on Tubi, and I was watching it again with just fucking like rigid glee. Dick Tracy is an amazing goddamn movie, and it's still really fucking good.
Because sustained.
Nope.
Did, yeah, is he
Marvel? I thought he was DC.
No. Dick Tracy's not even
Marvel.
Any of those.
He said comic
it's just
book movie.
It's just a comic book movie. It was like one of the first. Like it's definitely it predates Blade by 8 years.
I mean, if you want to talk about best comic book movies, I think Flesh Gordon did really well.
Okay, we don't have to talk about Flesh Gordon, but we can.
Was it a comic book? Was the
I mean, Flash Gordon was
right, but
Flesh
I mean,
Gordon,
because
Flesh
me.
Gordon was.
I
want to
know about
different.
The Flesh Gordon comic book.
So that's the weird thing.
It's
Kendrick brought
Penthouse.
This to my attention too. Flesh Gordon predates the movie.
Yeah, the Flesh Gordon movie is older than the Flash Gordon movie, which means you know that those guys saw that movie.
They had to.
They had to. They probably didn't see the sequel, which is fine because nobody should.
I don't think I have, and I think I'm happy to keep
it. I wonder
it
if
that
there's
way.
Like if we go back and watch it, if there's any like homages to Flesh Gordon in it.
Oh my God! Could I think we could do
I think
that?
There
I think
might
we should
be
set up. Can we set up a? How difficult would that be to watch both movies at the same time? Just play them on two different monitors side by side.
Hard for me to concentrate.
Yeah, we could to make it happen. Not hard at all for us to experience it without losing our goddamn minds.
That
very
yeah.
hard.
But we can make it into like a Mystery Science Theater thing where we're just like talking about it the whole time, and it's a new episode.
This is my murder tower. It's
where I hang out.
La la la.
Oh my God.
Come on, baby. I just want to see your tits. As you've suspended the individual by her hair above your murder tower, why do you think this is okay, not Vincent Price?
Also, why is he asking things? He's clearly not. He clearly doesn't understand consent. Like, but I guess
he's
he does.
A demon.
That's not how consent works.
So fucking bizarre. But yeah, man, Dick Tracy. If you haven't seen it, fucking definitely do.
Okay, seriously,
Dick Tracy.
Who
take
hasn't
this
seen Dick Tracy?
Who has?
I mean, seriously, like that movie is like class. I mean, I guess most of your kids probably.
You've never seen.
You've
okay.
never seen Dick Tracy,
dude.
Man?
Nah.
Warren Beatty not only stars as Dick Tracy, but like produced and directed. Madonna as Breathless Mahoney. Al Pacino as Big Boss Caprice.
Oh yeah,
like
Madonna's in that. You're right.
And
I may have watched it in the last
crazy.
30 years. I don't remember.
So
and,
anytime
and Mandy
Patinkin like...
as 88 Keys. Fucking Inigo Montoya sitting playing the piano. The bald head in a comb. Lousy comb over.
Yeah, no.
Still
amazing. I didn't even know there was a movie.
All right, that's their homework, everybody. Who's
that's
listening, go find this movie. Watch it.
Yeah, where is it available?
You can find it on Tubi right now. It just popped in. Huh. There's my... We're not sponsored, but Tubi. Buy us. Sell us.
Dude, Tubi...
Whatever
however
this transaction
is. Oh, my gosh. Tubi's great. Like, there's so many good old horror movies on Tubi that, for us nerds that like horror, like, it's amazing. You just have to watch some stupid commercials, but you have to do that on Hulu, and their shit's not as good.
Right.
Oh, man. Megan's been on this binge of, like, these fantastic 80s slasher films. There.
Did you say slasher or flasher?
No, I heard slasher, but I know he said slasher.
Yeah,
so.
Slasher.
But I'm going to go with that.
As both of them are plausible for Megan, so I don't know.
True. True.
No, sometimes no,
like,
both.
Like horror films, oh man, they're all over the place. I love it. She got like a week subscription to, what's that horror movie?
Shudder.
Shudder, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Shudder's so good.
She's been going on a binge.
You should watch Cursed Films on Shudder. It talks about like all these movies that had like were cursed sets, like The Exorcist, The Omen, Poltergeist,
yeah.
Wizard of Oz, stuff like that. They talk about like how people died, and a lot of people thought, like for The Omen, a lot of people thought that Satan was actually protecting the film so it would get made. Because everyone around the film crew was, like, getting murdered. Not murdered, but dying. Like, dying in plane crashes or, like, stuff like that. And it was really funny because a lot of people who were really evangelical were like, the devil's protecting this movie. You have to shut it down. And it's like, I mean, cool. It's fucking metal.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking metal.
Pretty
metal.
Say, that was, I think that was much before. Was that about... before Twitter, because I feel like whoever does like Satan's Twitter handle should have been like, yeah, approved.
With the Omen horns. Made before Twitter?
Yeah.
Like the 80s Omen?
Yeah, I think it predated it a bit. But
I'm thinking, there was a remake of the Omen. Like,
yeah,
much
okay,
more
you're
recently,
right, you're right.
So
was.
That's
yeah.
the one I
But no,
brain
the original Omen had a lot of like.
Okay, no, that makes more sense. Okay.
Cool. I was like, cool, Joe, cool. Are you okay? Like,
no.
No, we're talking about. Like,
no, I'm not okay, but no.
The place before the uh-ohs, Joe.
No, they didn't. All time is cyclical. The past is also the future.
All time is cyclical.
Matt checks out.
That's right, got it. And don't you worry, I'm just gonna die tomorrow.
I think Kendrick's gonna have a fun time tagging this podcast already.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is
fantastic. Talking over each other.
It's gonna be rough. I mean,
it's comic book discussion. Comic book movie discussion. There you go. There's your title. There's your fucking title.
How long have you ever been able to get away with the thing before you like have to spit the word out with people? Have you ever tried to push it as far as you can? Like where you're coming up with a word and making mouth sounds.
Honestly, Kyle, I have actually managed to completely avoid saying the word.
Oh wow, really? So you just fade off?
I have had moments where I started, like Joe's doing right now, in a way that I'm intensely uncomfortable, and somebody else says something. And it's not what I said, but the subject changes, and you just let it go.
What Joe just did is like the audio equivalent of Torgo's hand from that movie. I can't remember the name of it anymore.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, was it
Manos
that?
Hands of Fate.
Manos Hands of Fate.
Manos
the, like,
Hands of Fate.
The, like, jiggle creep hand that's going to your hair. That's the audio equivalent of that. All right.
That's
goodbye,
well, on
everybody.
That note, good night, everybody. Like, comment, and subscribe. We'll see you next week, where we will have some content instead of this horseshit.
It's never going to change. Don't hold your breath.
No, this has been great.
Goodbye.